listening to www.peoplesinternetradio.com, seeking solutions.
You are all about to get on this record. Getting to be a strange place. A lot of crazy things are happening. A lot of questions need to be asked. A lot of puzzles need to be put together. And here are all the pieces that you're going to get from one man right here on The Big Puzzle with your host, the one and only man from Canada, Mr. Barry Ritz.
Well, good day, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and of course you gators and grannies to the Sunday afternoon edition of The Big Puzzle. My name is Barry Prince. I'm coming to you live from my kitchen here in northern British Columbia, broadcasting through the facilities of shakeandwakeradio.com and also being heard on the Truth Be Told Radio Network. I always start the shows off with a plug for the network, guys, because we are viewer-supported. So if you can help them in any way at all, even a cup of coffee a month, I know the people behind the scenes would much appreciate anything that you can spare. I know times are tough, but they are viewer-supported, and we really have some good stuff going on over here at these stations. So let's get behind them. Today I've got the Duracell Bunny with me again. Of course, we all know I'm referring to Roger Landry. One gentleman I just enjoy immensely talking with. I've been talking with Roger for many years and looking forward to conversation today. Before I get Roger going here, I do got to say my prayers right now for the people in New Orleans and Louisiana. They're just about to get hammered with a 15-mile wide F3 tornado. They're expecting massive devastation, probably on the same scale as many of the bad ones we've seen in the last 15 years. So they are in my prayers. Let's hope that not too many people die out of this, guys, but it's going to be a bad one. Roger, always good to have you back in, my friend. There's a pile of stuff to talk about. Before we went on the air here, I know you want to talk about TLB talks, and I want to talk about Afghanistan and whatever else comes to your mind today. Not that there's a shortage of things going on down there in the United States of America. Welcome back to the show, guys.
Well, I appreciate you having me on, and you opened the show up, or my intro up, with telling people that you and I have talked often for the last, I don't know how many years. What you failed to tell anybody is that in those 9 years of cumulative time, you actually got at least 30 or 40 words in.
And I appreciate that. I really do, Roger. You know, you're getting better with age. You're kind of like a bottle of wine, buddy.
Don't even go there.
Actually, let me say a couple things during the course of my hour, and I really do appreciate that. But I know you're full of information. I've been reading some of the articles you've been posting. Whatever you want to start with first, you want to talk about TLB talks and how that's working out. But after that, let's get into Afghanistan and talk about that charade.
Well, I want to talk about all of it because it's all connected. Whether it's TLB talk, whether it's Joe Biden, whether it's Afghanistan, whether it's right now, what is the biggest lie ever told and I can't even say sold to humanity, because right now the pushback is not only big and global, but it's becoming immense. You and I discussed this well over, I don't know, 6 months ago when I told you I was seeing, okay, a ripple in the pond where Americans were starting to wake up. And then probably about, I don't know, 3 or 4 months ago, I said to you, I can see a wave of awakening in the American society, because I've constantly told everybody who listens to me, America is the last to wake up. But when they wake up in an American fashion. So today I'm not seeing a ripple and I'm not seeing a wave. What I'm seeing is the rise of a tsunami. That's exactly what I'm seeing. And it's not just in America. Okay, it's all over Europe. It's all over the world. The Australians, on the 31st of August, they're going to have a huge demonstration down there that's going to be peaceful as hell, but it's going to make a big, big splash. New Zealand, the tyranny in New Zealand is absolutely, it's just off the scale. And the people are saying, this is enough. We have a half a dozen doctors' organizations spread out across the planet screaming to the world, listen to me, they're not talking, they're bellowing to the entire planet that these vaccines are genocide. They're telling us this. There are doctors out there saying that if you got all three, which means the two shots and the booster, that you probably have between 2 and 3 years to live. If you've taken the normal shots, meaning the two shots without the booster, you may have as much as, but not more than, 10 years to live. I'm not joking about this. I can't stand here and prove this to you, but I want you, anybody in the audience, to come up with an answer for why are these experts who have nothing to gain and everything to lose by making us aware of this, why are they even opening their mouth? Because as soon as they do, they get thrown in, they get kicked out onto the street to be run over by any vehicle passing by. This is what's happening. We have soldiers right now. There is a, I think it was a Lieutenant Colonel Marine who got on social media to tell the entire world of the tyranny that was going on in Afghanistan and how this was absolutely, okay, the tyranny that is bringing his brothers down. In other words, the fallen soldiers in Afghanistan. None of this needed to happen. What did they do? Of course, immediately they relieved him from duty. You're in the military. The one thing you're not allowed to do is say what you feel. And again, anybody can push back against that, but the military is a special situation. It's not normal life, and you do have restricted ability to voice your opinion. Yes, you do. And he knew this when he stepped up to do it, and he knew what the repercussions would be. And this is a career officer. You only need 20 years in the military to retire. I would bet you he was awful close. And I would bet you that it didn't make a difference to him. He stepped up to say what he was going to say. So if we're talking about vaccines, which we need to get a little bit more into depth in this discussion today, if we're talking about vaccines, if we're talking about Joe Biden, if we're talking about Afghanistan, if we're talking about just about anything else you can see that is catastrophic or reaching the level of catastrophe on this planet today, it's all connected. That's not a joke. That's an absolute fact. And what I'd like to do today, I spent a little bit of time, and you all heard me say this a million times already. Here comes a million and one. Connecting the dots. And that's my opening, Barry. Thank you.
Well, that was pretty good opening. That's probably right up there in a few that you've given me in the last 5 years, Roger. But I agree with everything that you've said in the last couple of minutes here, that everything that we see going on in our world today is connected, and that these psychopaths that are putting these programs and mandating these changes in our society, you know, they sat down many years ago and planned this out. This virus was planned years and years ahead of when it was actually exposed to the public. The vaccines that they're exposing us to, well, they've been working on those for years. And, you know, to tell us that they don't know the long-term effects of these so-called
Event 201.
Exactly. Roger, they know exactly. Yeah. They know exactly what this is going to do to the human body. I honestly believe that, to within a point.
Yeah. You are absolutely right, and you keyed off the very first point I want to make, all right? I want to tell everybody listening, and you all know that if you've been listening to me on Barry's show for years, one of my hottest topics has always been vaccines. Vaccines do massive amount of damage to humanity. That's an absolute fact. It's not a joke. But now it's been taken to a whole different level. I would tell you, and anybody who wants to check these facts, I beg you to, because all it's going to do is prove to you exactly the truth. And that's what I'm giving you right now. I would tell you that I believe the swine flu vaccine was pulled off the shelves because it was responsible for 53 deaths. Listen to me. It was pulled off the shelf, never to be seen again, because it was responsible for 53 deaths. There were two other vaccines that were pulled during trial phases because they were causing heart conditions such as stroke, such as, I don't know, myocardial infarction, things like this, things we're seeing now today. Mm-hmm. But it was only a few of them. And these vaccines were pulled off the market, never to be seen again. Now, let's run a comparison test, okay? If you take the information that's being given to us by different organizations, not so much the government, although even theirs has some level of respect, because if you know that their numbers are only 10% accurate and you can add a zero, you come pretty close to the actual numbers. And in some cases, they even say it only represents 1%. Then you add a zero and then another zero. But let's talk about what's going on with the vaccine, because right now what you are looking at is the genocide of humanity. And I'm not talking about everybody. I'm talking about a massive amount of. I want you to remember what I just said about 53 deaths caused the absolute yanking of this vaccine, which these, you know, these pharmaceutical companies had invested a lot of money into, but they were pulled, 53 deaths. I want you to tell me, are there 53 deaths already attributed to the COVID-19 vaccines? And they're not vaccines, they're gene therapies, but that's what everybody calls them, so we'll call them that. All right, no, there's not 53 deaths, add a zero. No, there's not 530 deaths, add a zero. No, there's not 5,300 deaths, add a zero. No, there's not 53,000 deaths, add a zero. Globally, scientists are screaming the number of deaths attributed to these vaccines is already in the millions. The number of humanity that have been maimed or harmed for life is probably well over 10 million. This is the most destructive pharmaceutical product ever made and distributed to humanity in the history of humanity. Now, let's go all the way back to when I started this little rant here, and I said after 53 deaths, they pulled the H1N1, and I believe that's what it was, the H1N1 vaccine, never to be seen again. Well, if you've got 5.3 million deaths, why the hell are you forcing me to take this vaccine? Tell me that. Why are you forcing me to take something I absolutely know has a damn good chance, better than any other pharmaceutical product in the history of mankind, to either harm or kill me? This is what we're living in. You are being shamed into taking it or being ostracized from humanity. So a lot of people are sucking it up and they're taking the vaccine. Let me explain something to you. That's the stupidest thing you ever did in your life. And you're going to find out about that. It'll just take a year or two. Mm. Okay, Barry, I'll breathe.
I don't know, Roger. Keep going. I was enjoying that, buddy. I don't know how to add to that right now because you took all
the words. But it's the truth.
It's the truth.
How the hell can you tell me I'm going to pull a vaccine because it has 53 deaths when we have a vaccine where the deaths by a lot of really reputable scientists are already in the millions across the planet? The deaths as a result of this vaccine, in the millions, not 53. They
Roger,
pulled the.
The biggest problem we've got is getting this information to the public, because they're not getting this information. Of course, media is completely quashing this. I was just at the VAERS site there today. I was taking a look at the numbers. If their numbers are accurate, any depiction, they're telling us it's up around 13,000, some odd, 300 now, I think, is the number I saw of deaths that can be directly attributed. That's their numbers. And you said these numbers on an average are 10% of what's actually happening. Yeah. Well, how do we get that information out to the public? That's the biggest hurdle we have right now. Because, Roger, if the public really knew what was going on with this genocide, there'd be a stop to it overnight. But all I hear in Canada 24/7 is go get your vaccine. They told me yesterday or on Friday I phoned the rink they're going to have hockey this year. But I can't play hockey unless I get fully vaccinated. What a crock. And they're doing this across the board where they're coercing people into getting this, Roger. It's got to come to a stop. It really does. I don't know how to get I just don't know how to get the information out to the public here, because all they're doing is listening to what's being told to them on CBC and CTV. And they're just drinking that diarrhea and they're going to bed. Go ahead.
It's actually a little bit worse than that. And no, it's actually a whole hell of a lot worse than that. Let's talk about that. Okay. I just got done saying that it's not 53 deaths attributed or permanent injuries attributed to this vaccine. It's in the millions. We stopped a major vaccine for 53 deaths. And now globally, that number is so insignificant, it's asinine. But yet, you have Joe Biden telling everybody who can support the infrastructure of the United States that they have to be vaccinated. You've got the military, who is the biggest woke organization on the planet right about now, telling all of their people that they need to be vaccinated. Let me ask you a question. If any of this is true, which I strongly believe it is, about the ability of this vaccine over the next 10 years to wreak havoc on the global human population, over the next 2 years to see it start in a very big fashion, the deaths happening. Mm. And you've just told everybody in your military that they are required to take this vaccine or these multiple vaccines, shot number one, shot number two, and how many boosters come down the road?
So every year.
If any of this is true, what you are looking at is the decapitation of the U.S. military. End of story. That's exactly what you're looking at. You are forcing them to take a vaccine, which is not a vaccine, a gene therapy that is already the most destructive pharmaceutical mechanism ever given to humanity. And you're telling your military, which protects this country, okay? And this is the same in every country that's happening, okay? You're telling your military that they need to go out and take an unacceptable risk, or that's the same thing as saying, okay, everybody, we're opening the door. We're at 20,000 feet. You've got your parachute, jump out. Oh, before you go, we need to tell you something. One out of every 1,000 chutes doesn't open, and that's the chute and the backup chute. But it's only one out of every 1,000. So go ahead and jump out. Let me explain something to you, okay? How many people do you think would never jump out of that plane? A hell of a lot. But at least they're aware of the consequences. We are being told by our employers. We are being told by our government. We are being told by our schools. It's not being mandated by the government. It isn't, because the government literally rules these organizations. Okay. And it's telling them, you're going to make this mandatory. You companies, you schools, you hospitals, you're going to make it mandatory. And what you're doing is, once the deaths start, the military crumbles. The infrastructure of this country crumbles. America crumbles. It's not just America. The same thing happens in Canada. The same thing happens in Australia. The same thing happens in New Zealand. The same thing happens in England. The same damn thing happens in Finland. Should I go on? This is what humanity is looking at. If I sound a little bit more excited than I usually am, we're being genocided. What the hell do you want me to do? Chuckle?
Roger, in all the years I've had you on radio, buddy, I've never heard you this mad. But you know what? I don't blame you, buddy. I am angry beyond belief too, Roger. I'm at a point right now where every day I get up and I go, can we wake up? The stupid people in this society, yes, that are just taking this hook, line, and sinker and bending over for the government. Are we going to be able to turn this around? I ask myself that question every day, Roger, because there's so much information out there right now. If a general public takes a look and they just spend a couple hours on the internet and they go listen to something like, the Great Barrington Declaration, or go listen to some of these top-notch neurologists and doctors around the world screaming at the top of their lungs to avoid this at all costs, that this is absolute genocide, that what we're doing is we're killing ourselves, we're killing our children, giving this to 12-year-old children. I mean, that's just beyond insanity. When all the numbers I've looked at, Roger, and I've studied the numbers here across the board, I've looked at everything I can get my hands on, and every number I look at tells me that this has got zero, zero, zero effect on children. And yet we're sticking this poison into them. Where are the parents, Roger?
If you tell me that you pulled a vaccine because it killed 53 people. But we've got a vaccine now that's killed, an estimation, at least hundreds of thousands, if not in the low end, millions of people globally. If you tell me that, then you explain to me why Americans are being forced to take it. And when you say, well, they're not being forced, yes, they are. You want to continue your job? Okay, if you've been here 29 and a half years and you've got 6 months to go before you retire, you're going to take that damn thing because you're not going to give up an entire 30-year pension because you didn't take a vaccine. The coercion we are seeing, the fear we are seeing generated is for a very good reason. And this should make some people smile, although it's not a happy thing. It should make some people smile. Right now, the U.S. government and everything they own and control is pushing this vaccine like madmen and madwomen. Absolutely. That's all you hear about. You got to have the vaccine. You got to have the vaccine. There's a very good reason for that. It's because more people have been maimed or have died from this vaccine than any component from pharmaceutical companies in the history of humanity. And people are starting to wake up to this. They definitely are. And big pharma and governments and the elitists are starting to wake up to the fact that people are waking up in vast numbers. What you're seeing right now, Barry, what you're talking about is an acceleration of trying to force or coerce everybody who can take this vaccine into taking it before everybody says, we've had enough. This is bullcrap. Don't even try and get us to do this anymore. The vaccines are going to die off before the first of the year. There will be very few people taking them, and those that are taking them will be taking them, like I said, because they're 6 months away from retirement or whatever, whatever. Anybody else who has another path they can take for their future won't have anything to do with them. Right now, there are already scientists stating that more and more people are becoming crippled for life and dying as a result of the vaccines as time goes along. How long have they been given these vaccines? Over a year. How long is it supposed to be before it really starts to hit people? They're saying anywhere from 1 to 2 years, all the way up to 10 years. We're already seeing people dropping dead. We're seeing teenagers with heart conditions when they'd never had a sick day in their life. We're seeing teenagers die. And now they're saying that in the UK, listen to me, in the United Kingdom, when your child goes to school, they now have claimed the right to vaccinate your child without ever telling you or asking your permission. Now, let me ask you a question. You've all heard what I've been saying about the vaccines. You've all heard the death toll. You've all heard the crippled for life toll. This is all fact. It's not a joke. You can find this out, and I'm going to tell you where you can find it out because that's where we're going next. You've got all of these numbers, and you can find these numbers out, right? You can. So your kid comes home from school, and he's looking or she's looking a little lethargic. So you send this kid to bed early because you figure he's probably or she's probably coming down with a cold or something. And you go in to wake him up from school in the morning, and that child's no longer alive. And what you find out after the fact, because you knew nothing about it, was that your child was in her or his classroom in what a medical team. All of the children were told to line up in front of the blackboard, and they were issued vaccinations. No parental consent, no parental understanding, nothing. No informed consent. Now, if you think that all of the children in the UK, we're talking millions, can all be vaccinated and none of them are going to be dying or crippled for life, how many parents do you think are going to put up with this and for how long? The amount of evil we can talk about today precludes us from even finishing this in 10 hours, never mind two.
Yep.
But you asked a question. You asked a question, where can people go to find out about this? Because you can't find out about it on Facebook. They'll shut you down. Can't find out about it on Instagram, which is supposed to be free speech, but still, there's only so much you can say. Twitter, shut you down. So where do you go to find out the truth? Because it's just like not knowing what your rights are. How can you defend a right you don't know about or you don't understand? It's the same with this. How do you defend against this if you haven't got a clue? And you don't. And what we are looking at right now is all of these parents who are going to be going, why? If we don't have a place where we can go and not only talk about this, but teach people about it. If there is no safe haven for us to discuss reality, then we're in a whole lot of trouble. But today there are some places, and one of them I'm very familiar with is TLB Talk, and that's TLBTalk.com. And what is that? That is a social media platform that was launched on the 4th of July. We're not going out and beating the drum trying to bring millions upon millions of people in because unlike President Trump or Mike Lindell, the pillow man, we don't have $10 million to throw into this platform. We built this out of our pockets and it will stand up to just about anything else out there. But what we promise is as long as you can do it legally, because as soon as you start to do illegal things, they will shut us down so fast our heads will spin. If you can talk legally, in other words, don't step out of line, there is nothing you cannot discuss on TLB Talk. If you go in there, you find out the facts about the vaccines. If you go in there, you find out exactly what's going on in the background in Afghanistan. If you go in there, you find out about the treason being committed due to Bubba Joe's, I don't know, sympathetic or I should say ownership by China of Joe's soul. Absolute fact, due to his son. So on and so forth. You would find out these things if you went into TLB Talk. You go into Facebook, you try and talk about that. Oh, my God, you got a one-week vacation. And then you come back and you want to talk about it again. Oh, my God, you got a 30-day vacation. And if you don't think that that's not happening across the board when it comes to social media, when it comes to big tech, it is. What people will tell you is just stay away from social media because there's a bunch of rookies on there and they don't know what they're talking about. If you want to know what's going on, listen to the mainstream media. Are you kidding me?
Well, they just struck me. They just struck me for another 30 days, Roger, for absolutely nothing. You know what they did? They went back a year and a half on my post and found five things that violated their community standards over the last, going back to 2019. And they send me a message, Barry, you're struck for another 30 days. Well, this is the most important time for me to be on there, Roger, because we have an election coming up and they've completely silenced me. I can't do nothing. So I'm doing a lot of stuff. I'm starting to do a lot of stuff over at Telegram. I'm starting to post over there and a few other medias. I've just about had it with Facebook, but unfortunately right now.
Need to get on Talk.
TLB Talks. I am over there now, Roger.
Good. I can tell you on TLB Talk, you're going to have more latitude to say the things that need to be said than any of the forums you even mentioned now. Why do I say that? Why do I say that? Okay. Because there's, you've got Telegram, you've got Instagram. These are people who told you that these forums were set up for the patriots, for we the people, so that we could tell the truth. Except when you go on there, what you find out is the truth has limits. It absolutely does. And why is that? There are very few, hardly any. And if you're talking about the big names like Telegram and Instagram and Twitter and whatever, these forums have corporate investors. They all do. Especially if they crank this thing up with $5 million in the bank and they built this platform. You don't do that unless you got somebody giving you a whole lot of money. Mm. Want me to give you the instance here? TLB Talk cost us out of pocket, I know because I paid most of it, $35,000. Not $5 million, not $10 million, but I dare you to go there and go anyplace else and look at it. What was the difference? The difference is we took software that was already built, the basic engine, and we modified that to what you see today. This is ours. This is totally 100% built, listen to me, and growing the people who are in it. This is 100% membership funded. We ask for a $5 donation coming in the door. We ask. You don't have to do it, but we ask. Okay? Once you're in, if you like things, we ask you to do a $5 donation monthly. Okay? We get a million people in there and everybody's donating $5 a month, or even half of them are. We have the ability to turn this into the best platform on the planet. Why? Because it actually belongs to the people. There is zero corporate dollars in there. We have no masters. Listen to me. I'm going to say that again. We have no masters. When somebody comes up to you and says, here's $1 million, build a social media platform, let's make this work, let's give people a voice. And the last thing they say is, and once you've got it up and running, I'll tell you what it's going to cost you. It doesn't happen with talk. It does not happen with TLV talk. Every single penny, what built it, what's growing it, what allows us to promote it, comes from the individuals who walk in the door. They see it, they appreciate it, they like it. They not only like it, but they want to see it grow and get better. So they not only throw $5 in. We had one lady throw $400 in on her way in. $400. Okay? I'm not asking anybody to do that. Kick $5 in the bucket. And if you are so inclined and you want to see this grow and you want to see it expand, check the little box that says make that a monthly donation. What's $5 going to do for you, Roger? That's kind of dumb. Is it really? When you've got 10,000 people in there, if only 5,000 of them, half of them, are doing a $5 a month donation, okay, that's 5,000 people at $5. That's $25,000 a month. That's $300,000 a year. Do you know what we can do with that? We can blow the rest of them away. If we can put together one of the best operating and looking social media platforms on the planet for $35,000, less than 35, not 5 to 10 million, imagine what we could do with $300,000 a year coming into this project. This is the difference. It is of, by, and for the people. That's not a joke. That's an absolute fact. And anybody else who tells you that, if they've got $1 of corporate money, they're a liar.
Well, we better really start taking a really good look at this, Roger. I have been over to the site, and I've done a couple things over there, but I'm going to try and spend a little bit more time over there, buddy, to be quite honest. Well, yeah, they're going to have us pretty quick. They're going to have us locked down here in Canada. People don't think that's coming down the tubes here in the next little while, especially in British Columbia here, Roger. They have gone full-blown communism. Of course, now they've got the vaccine mandates and the vaccine passports. Well, you know, Roger, that vaccine passport is just one predecessor to the RFID chip being accepted widely in society. And of course, they're going to sell it as the new popular thing to do. Like, now we got vaccine passports in place. Instead of carrying that passport, all you have to do is go get this little chip put into your wrist. And everywhere you go, all you got to do is wave your hand and you're free to go, and you can do and come and do and buy this and buy that, and no restrictions. I can see that coming down the tubes here very, very quickly, because they are going to crash the dollar here, Roger. I believe that also is coming down the tubes very quickly. What do you think? Then I got another question for you after that.
It's not only the dollar they're going to crash. What they are going to do, and this is what the global reset, the Great Reset, is all about. The Great Reset is to take the sovereignty of nations away and have a centralized power. And more than likely, not more than likely, it would pretty much have to be a communist type government, global governance. This is what we're looking at, okay? And what you're going to end up with is regional, something like states. Okay, whereas Mexico, the United States and Canada might end up by being, you know, one, okay, and all of South America, another one, and so on and so forth. But what we're looking at is the destruction of sovereignty, and the easiest way and the quickest way to destroy sovereignty is to make a nation poor. It's to crash their monetary system. What we are looking at right now, what has been going on since 2008, and anybody who doesn't think this didn't start in 2008, the world almost collapsed due to a total monetary global reset. What happened was the elites looked around them and they said, we ain't ready for this. We ain't ready for this. It's going to be at least another decade before we're going to be ready to do this. So the elites went out and used the federal banks, especially the one in the United States. The one in the United States, it is estimated somewhere between $20 and $33 trillion was printed up and spread around the planet between 2008 and 2010 to keep governments and major corporations from folding. Why? Because they weren't ready yet. When were they ready? Hello? Wake up. Here we are. So what you're looking at right now is a continuation of something that they saw and they knew could be extremely useful well over a decade ago. Not a joke, an absolute fact. The only problem was it was premature at the time. We are not looking at a pandemic. I'm going to explain something to you and anybody out there. I don't know how you would call in or whatever, send a message to me or Barry. But anybody out there that can prove to me, and you can't, that can prove to me that SARS-CoV-2 or COVID-19 has been isolated by any government, there are a group of doctors and researchers out there that have literally gone to, I think, over 100 different agencies and governments asking them for to present any proof they had. Images, spectrometers, whatever, that showing that SARS-CoV-2 or COVID-19 actually exists. Any pictures, anything proving unequivocally that this thing exists. And that also happened in Canada. And guess what? Not one of them could provide any proof. Let's think about this. We have the entire globe in a frenzy. We're destroying lives. We're destroying economies. We're destroying nations. Okay? But we can't even prove that this thing exists. Why did you have to run a scenario, Event 201, in 2019? Why did you have to work your butt off for about the last 8 years putting together what today we call mRNA gene therapies, and everybody else calls vaccines? Listen to me. All of this is choreographed. So if all of a sudden everybody starts to wake up about your evil vaccine and you don't believe you've got quite enough people vaccinated yet, then you step up the tyranny. You tell corporations, if you still want to be around after all of this goes down, this is what you're going to do. You tell government officials, if you still want a job after all of this goes through, this is what you're going to do. What we have right now is an elitist caste and governments, including the Canadian and the American government, in a full-fledged panic. They know they need to get as many people vaccinated in as short a time as possible. Why? Because people at an absolutely astounding rate are waking up, because them and their families and their friends are in dire straits if we continue on without doing our own research. We are looking at humanity waking up, and the elites are in a freaking panic. They need to force vaccinate as much as the population as possible before, and this is going to happen sooner than you think, before people just say, don't even come near me with that, or you're going to lose your life.
You know, Roger, a good percentage of the people I'm now talking to, I can honestly say they're telling me the same thing, that they're starting to hear enough negative about this that they're not going to take this. Yep. But unfortunately, there's still those people that are. It's a real divide in society. Of course, that's all by design. But I'll tell you a little story about a lady here in Kitimat that is very, very well known, has thousands of friends in this area, got her second Pfizer vaccine here and developed a blood clot in her brain the size of a golf ball. They sent her down to Vancouver, had emergency surgery. She survived. But the size of the clot that came in her brain was literally the size of a golf ball. This was 6 days after the second Pfizer vaccine. Well, that lady now is talking to 10 people, and they're talking to 10 people, and they're talking to 10 people. And it's going like wildfire around our society that people are actually starting to sit down and go, hey, you know, this is insanity. You look at the CDC website, Roger, and they tell us right now that since they started vaccinating children under the age of 18, we've lost 300 children. And I've tried to verify it, and that apparently is the number of children that have actually died from taking this vaccine. Roger,
it's
that's
actually
what
more than that.
It's more than that, but that's what the number that CDC is reporting. Well, that should be enough
10%.
To just shock. But that number alone, Roger, should just shock people right to the core.
They've pulled vaccines for 53 deaths.
And now we got 300 children dead.
You're talking about the CDC admitting that at least 300 have died. Children! 300 children have died. Where's anybody talking about pulling these vaccines? Can anybody tell me? It's like they told the world that, guess what? Pfizer's vaccine is now approved. That's a lie.
Well,
there is a brand new vaccine from Pfizer that is approved. Don't ask me how it got approved, because it's not the vaccine that Pfizer is giving to everybody else. It's not. It's called camaraderie or something like that. Okay, I don't know the exact
name. That.
That is the vaccine that was given the tentative approval. That is what the CDC is stating. Okay, now that it's approved, it can be mandated. The thing of it is, that vaccine hasn't even made it out to the public yet. There's not enough of that vaccine to even bring it to the public and start giving vaccinations. So what is Pfizer doing? Listen to me, people, because I'm going to tell you what you need to do to save your butt, okay? When you go in, if it's a Pfizer vaccine, you need to ask. Then you need to look. You need to tell them, I need to look at the vial. If the vial doesn't say, and again, it's camaraderie or something like that, okay? If that is not what the vial says, if it just says that it is a Pfizer mRNA vaccine, that is still under emergency authorized use only. Only this new vaccine, which they don't even have on the market, it's not even out to the people yet, is approved. But Pfizer's going to make you believe, just like your employer is going to make you believe, just like the local government you work for is going to make you believe, Pfizer's vaccines were approved, so you got to go take it. No, they weren't. And the one that was approved, guess what? They don't have enough of it to even put it on the streets. So when you get a Pfizer vaccine, you're going to be getting the one that's killing people. You're going to be getting the one that's making people literally crippled for life. You're not going to be getting the one that the FDA or the CDC approved, unless you read that vial. And I'm going to tell you right now, they've already admitted they don't have enough to spread out to start vaccinating the population at this point. So when you walk in, and your doctor tells you, or you walk into your employer and there's a doctor, you know, the corporate doctor is standing there with a needle in his hand, and your employer says, this is approved now, so you need to take it. You need to insist that you look at that vial. And if it's the standard Pfizer vaccine they've been using all along, you can flip him the bird and walk out. Because what he just tried to do is to coerce you into taking something that is not approved. But this is already happening. This is a way Pfizer figures they can get rid of a lot more of their genocidal vaccine rather than the new vaccine, which is probably not as deadly. Now, I'm going to tell you something else about the new vaccine that most people don't know. And this is going to cause Pfizer a lot of heartaches, but they have to do it. Once a vaccine is approved, when it's under emergency authorized status, okay, there are things they don't have to do because it's emergency use. Once it gets approved by the FDA, they need to submit – listen to me now.
Yeah, this is good.
of all of the ingredients and the percentage of the vaccine that ingredient is. Not only that, but they also have to submit a list of all known issues with the vaccine, okay? They have to list how many people have died, how many people have been crippled, how many people, so on and so forth. So if this new vaccine is based on the old one, which it probably is. If it's based on the old one and they've got to do that, you know damn right well they're going to be lying. Because if they told the truth, the FDA would be required by law to pull that certification faster than you could hit.
Yeah, you just take the words out of my mouth, Roger. You don't give me anything to talk about because I've been following that story. 14
days from the day of authorization, and that was 3 days ago, so they've got 11 days left to provide all of this information.
This could be a nail in their coffin, Roger. People, when they first heard about this being approved, they went, this is a loss. This is crazy. But it's not. It's going to be a win. And you explain why right now. You just explained why to people why this is going to be a win, because they actually have to list the ingredients, which they didn't have to do under the emergency use authorization. Right. Go ahead, buddy, because this is huge what this is going to do.
Again, Let's connect a few more dots. As far as the vaccines go, I could take the whole show, and I don't want to do that, just talking about the vaccines. But let's back off just a little bit. Let's talk about what's going on in Afghanistan. Okay? Let's talk about the fact that if Hillary would have won instead of Trump, that the Middle East would have been a whole different story. It would have been. Trump was the biggest disrupting factor in the elitist plans, the global elitist plans for a one world government and for a thinning down of the population. Had Hillary been in office, this probably would have happened, I don't know, halfway through her terms, because you know they would have cheated to give her two full terms. Okay, this would be done. At this point, you could probably imagine that a big chunk of humanity would already have dropped. What the elitists didn't count on was Trump getting in there. What you also need to understand is that a globe cannot be taken down by a virus alone. There needs to be chaos. There needs to be chaos of such a level that governments or those who are pretending to or have instilled themselves as governments, reset, global reset, those who have instilled themselves as global governance step in, stick their hand out and say, look, you're really hurting. I'm going to help you. You're going to have a comfortable life. This is all you've got to do going forward. And you damn right well better do it. This is what we're looking at. Okay. We're looking at a group of individuals who realize that people are waking up to what's going on. So what are they doing? They're making sure that they can get as many people vaccinated with this vaccine prior to people saying no. Again, in the UK, all children in school can now be vaccinated without the knowledge or consent of their parents. Why the hell would you ever want to do that with children? With a vaccine that has this many deaths and this many permanent lifetime injuries, why would you even want to do this to a child who has a 99.987% chance of dying, of surviving COVID? Listen to me, okay? That is such a small, insignificant number. It's crazy. But yet, you're going to force this child to take a vaccination that stands a much higher chance of damaging them or killing them than the disease did. Are you listening to what I just said? This is what's going on in the UK. The ability of this disease to kill children is almost non-existent. The ability of this vaccine to kill children, they already told you 300 died. You want to bet it's closer to 3,000? That wouldn't happen. Children are not susceptible to flus and viruses like adults are. But yet, we're going to force vaccinate the portion of the population that's going to grow up to take over humanity. What happens if we need, say, 3 to 5 billion children in order to maintain humanity? What happens if all of a sudden the world only has 500 million to a billion children? What happens to society? What happens to humanity? Where does the population growth go? First off, there is no more population growth. Second off, what you will see is the population of the planet drop by anywhere from 60 to 80% in less than two generations. It could be one generation, 20 years. They expect This is what I was told, and I cannot prove this, but I will say it. They expect within the first 3 to 4 years to see as much as 25 to 50% of the population either maimed for life or dead.
I don't even know what to say anymore about this, Roger. It's like we're living in a horror show, but it's a horror show that we're living in. And boy, do we really need to roll up our sleeves right now and reach out to our fellow human beings, Roger. You know, one thing I'll say about having these conversations with you over the years, buddy, I've gotten to see your true love for the human race and the work that you're doing and why you do it. And all I can say is thanks, brother, because we really need people like you right now sharing this information.
We need platforms like TLB Talk where people can go and get this information. And anybody who thinks that Talk is only there for you to share information, no. It's there for the other reason just as much. Not only is it a platform where you can come in and teach people things that they not only don't know, but if you wouldn't do it, they would never know because it's that clamped down. So TLB Talk gives you the ability to go in and impart knowledge on people who normally wouldn't have the ability to have that knowledge. What you do is you've just made their life a little bit more solid. You've just guaranteed they may be around for a few extra years or that their kids aren't going to die maliciously. What you've done is that, okay? This is exactly what TLB Talk is there for. We need to be able to tell you what's going on. It's not a matter of what you need to know only. It's a matter of if you know something and you know it to be true, or it comes from a hell of a source and it's something that affects a lot of people, they're not going to let you put that on Facebook, especially if it's about a vaccine or a politician that they're harboring. They're not going to let you put it out. So you go to Talk and you put this information out. It gives you not only ability to teach, but if you have enough people understanding that that platform gives them a voice, then you're going to have more and more people saying, I know a place where people who know stuff aren't afraid to go and talk. So I can not only go and teach, I can go and learn.
Roger, one thing I want to ask you too before we get out of this show here in a couple of minutes, since one thing, the question I had for you today is that what we're seeing with young people is a lot of reports of swelling around the heart. I was listening to a couple of doctors, and you know, I don't have the ability to retain the information in my brain that I've listened to this week, Roger, but it's shocking.
Yes.
Right, that's it. And before I let you get out of here in a few minutes, can you explain to people how that works in the young people, why they're seeing swelling around their hearts? It was explained to me in detail, but could you pull up on that for a minute for me?
I am not a doctor. What I do understand is that the spike protein, we were originally lied to. The spike protein was the – look, this all starts with this. And don't chuckle because it's an absolute fact. Nobody has ever isolated SARS-CoV-2. Nobody has ever isolated COVID-19. It doesn't exist as far as prove it to me. It doesn't exist as far as show it to me. So what did they build a vaccine on? They built a vaccine, believe it or not, on a computer-generated what if. That's what they did. That's what they did. They said, well, what if, and we got a little piece of this, and what if we got a little piece of that. So let's generate via a computer what this would look like and what it would do. And from that, they built a vaccine. So they never, ever had SARS-CoV-2 to build a vaccine around. Never, ever did. But at the same time, Barry, you're being told you need to take a vaccine that will protect you from SARS-CoV-2 or COVID-19, except we're being told now that it appears that the mRNA vaccines lessen the load on the body. In other words, you don't get as sick, your fever doesn't get as high, it lessens the symptoms of whatever virus they're calling SARS-CoV-2. It lessens it. It does not keep you from catching it from someone else. The vaccine doesn't. It does not keep you from giving it to someone else. So now you've got a vaccine you're being forced to take that does nothing but lessen. That's it. Lessen the effects of a fake virus on you.
Absolutely. I've read that.
It will never protect you. or anybody else around you.
I've read multiple reports about that. Roger, Singapore, 75% of the new reported cases of the variant that rose in Singapore.
Israel.
Was people, and yeah. But 75% of them are people that have had two shots, Roger.
Yep.
And same these reports things happening are coming
in
out.
Israel.
This is blowing,
same things
this,
happening
this is
in
blowing
the
this right out the door. I know. These reports yep. are coming in that the new cases are coming from people that have been fully vaccinated. Yet in Canada, what we're hearing from the mainstream is all the new cases are coming from people that haven't been vaccinated. They are lying. And we've got to put a stop
question,
to this,
Barry?
Buddy. Go ahead, Roger. Go ahead.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay? Sure. We got about 3 minutes, bud. Sorry. Yeah,
If all of this is working, okay, if all of these vaccines are supposedly working, all right, and I tell you to take a vaccine because it will protect you, and once you've done that, then you can live a normal life. And now I'm telling you that this deadly vaccine not only doesn't protect you, but it doesn't protect your loved ones because you can still give it to them. You can still get it. You can still give it to them. You just won't be quite as sick. I need to tell you something. What that appears to me, and this is my interpretation, nobody else's, what appears to me is happening here is that it was a lie. There never was a COVID-19. There never was a SARS-CoV-2. It never existed. But they got enough people panicked to take a vaccine that's giving them something.
Yep.
The pandemic is being caused by the shots, not any damn virus that escaped from bats in Wuhan, China.
The perfect bioweapon they have created, Roger, and it is going to unleash genocide on the human race. I'm totally convinced of that. I've loved the information that you've shared today with the audience, and I really hope that people really get involved at this particular point to put a stop to this madness, Roger, because it is really, really getting out of hand. We got about a minute left that I can talk with you, my friend. Can you please share where people can find you? And again, thanks for coming in, Rogers. Always great having you in, and I enjoy my conversations with you immensely.
I would tell you right now, you go to the Liberty Beacon, which is our main website. You can find the other websites with a thing that's right up at the top of banner. But I would tell you, if you need to find out good information and you need to discuss this with people who have the ability to give you good information, tlbtalk.com. You're not going to get it on Facebook. You're not going to get it on Twitter. You're not going to get it on Instagram, but you will get it on tlbtalk.com.
Cool. Roger, I got to thank you again for coming in today, bud. I had a list of things I was going to ask you today, and I even got to number 2 on the list. That usually happens when I get you on, because we get into a conversation and it just goes and goes and goes, because there's so much to talk about right now. I'm going to get you back probably in a couple of weeks if you'll oblige me, my friend, because there is a lot of things going on. And
you
I got to thank
I'll
you.
Be here.
Okay, well, we'll get you in again in a couple of weeks, Roger. Thanks for coming in today, my friend. Much enjoyed that. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, folks, I'll be back in 3 minutes with Wayne Peters, and he is going to blow your mind with some of the things, the reports we've gotten in the last 24 hours alone about the United Nations camps being set up in Canada. We are going to have video proof of that, and we're going to talk about a whole bunch of things here in the next hour. Hang around. It's going to be interesting.